stand by. Good day and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Americas Pipeline Building Conference Series. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ron Brocek. Please go ahead, sir.
Great. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to today's monthly prospecting call. Our focus today is going to be around upselling TPC. And I want to apologize. You may have seen an invite go out for TCP. It's actually TPC, so my error. Today we have with us Mary Ellen Wetzler-Barr, who's from my team, covering Tivoli Storage for the Americas. She's going to take you through the prospecting deck. I want to say just one thing about TPC. We had a great year with TPC last year in 2008. We've seen great improvement in both the TPC for disk as well as our TPC Standard Edition products. We had great results in those areas. I see the opportunity for TPC continue to be strong and large for 2009. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Mary Ellen to take you through today's presentation. Mary Ellen?
Thanks, Ron. So I appreciate everybody taking the time out of your schedules to join this call today. Looking forward to talking to you about TPC. And, you know, as Ron took note, we had a very successful year, not only with TPC, especially TPC disk, et cetera, but the entire storage portfolio was an incredible year. We did see growth, and we continue to see a lot of activity with our customers. So this is the place. If you're looking to make money and you're looking to find ways to generate your pipeline and build momentum with your customer base, in 2009, as customers are continuously trying to struggle with decreasing budgets, trying to optimize and gain efficiencies, this is the product suite that is going to help you get in the door to not only talk to the day-to-day storage administrators, but more importantly, selling the value proposition as to how IBM Corporation, specifically with Total Storage Productivity Center, can help them drive costs out of their operations and help improve their resources, not only with their storage assets, but also how can they improve the day-to-day management of their storage with the people that they have, because obviously they're not going to be hiring a lot of people. So with that said, let's go ahead and move to the second slide here about today's agenda. Today on today's call, what I'd like to do is kind of review the objectives. You know, why are we focusing on TPC today, and what and where should we focus our time? I'll discuss a little bit about the challenges customers are facing worldwide. This is just not an Americas position, but this is a worldwide challenge that customers are experiencing. And I'm going to help you understand how to start positioning TPC against those challenges. I'll review how to quickly focus on the TPC product suite, how to identify the low-hanging fruit, and most importantly, how that will enable you to quickly generate a pipeline to help you long-term. And then we'll wrap up with the call to action and some websites that you can go to for additional resources, et cetera. So moving along to the next slide. Before I kick off, what I want to make sure everybody's aware of, this is an exciting time for the TPC suite. We will be announcing our next release, version 4.1, for both TPC Standard Edition as well as the TPC for Replication Solutions. So we are going to be announcing the next version, as you can see here, April 7th, with the GA date of April 10th. And the reason, and this is where you really need to be listening, this is very exciting news. Not only are we going to be bringing some great enhancements to the product, but we're also going to be providing some simplification to the packaging of how we go to market with the TPC product suite. What we will be doing is consolidating our TPC fabric component into our TPC disk product. And then what we will do is we're going to be actually announcing kind of the withdrawal of the TPC for data product and wrapping that into the TPC Standard Edition suite. So at the end of the day, what we're really going to be having is TPC Standard Edition or TPC for disk. So you're going to be seeing a lot of news. I'm going to ask you guys to, I know a lot of emails come your ways and you get a lot of phone calls, but now is the time over the next 30 days, 60 days, to keep your eyes and ears open as to what we're going to be doing. You can leverage this in Q1 to help you generate your pipeline and close deals this quarter. Okay, so I'll talk about that a little bit later in the presentation. Next slide. So what are the objectives here in this quarter, and why are we taking the time this month to focus on TPC? One, it's going to help you generate pipeline quickly. There's a lot of low-hanging fruit out there that we can focus on and which would allow you to quickly start not only filling the pipeline but also possibly closing some deals as early as this quarter. So we're going to teach you and educate you on how to upsell the SSPC and upsell PPC disc. So anybody on this call, if you are not familiar with SSPC, that is the System Storage Productivity Center, it is an appliance in which we ship with our DS8000 and SAN volume controller solutions, and that is a mandatory ship for our customers, and there is a great way to leverage that and upsell that particular appliance to the TPC disk solution. And then we have customers who currently have TPC disk deployed, and there are ways and avenues to expand that and start introducing the TPC Standard Edition solution to their environments. And then, you know, I cannot stress enough, this is something that EMC does extremely well. They close their hardware with their software, okay? Nowhere do they come in after the fact of selling their disk. They go in, they sell a solution of how we're going to provide, you know, your infrastructure, how we're going to monitor that infrastructure, and how you're going to manage that infrastructure. And they don't break it down in regards of disk versus software. They go forward with that complete solution to the customer set. We need to be doing that, and we can do this even better than EMC can do it.
Mary Ellen, can I just break in there for a second?
Absolutely.
Anybody looking for slides, the presentation material, please send me at the same time. And if you don't have access to them, I will get you a copy.
Thanks, Ron. And then one of the things I also want to stress to you, to be successful, working as a team, working with our software and hardware sellers, working together and leveraging our business partner community is also going to bring a tremendous amount of success to your selling this year. So if you don't know who your storage hardware rep is, or if you're a hardware rep and you don't know who your software rep is, you know, Ron, myself, there's several of us who can help introduce that, you know, reach out to your first line managers. But having that synergy, making joint sales calls, and also working on a weekly basis with your business partners is going to help you be extremely successful. So moving to the next slide. Why prospect for storage reporting and management opportunities? Why would we take the time to do this? And I'm going to tell you, 2009, I think anybody who puts the TV or the radio on, or if you're reading newspapers, you can see this is a tough economy. There's a lot of problems, a lot of people who are struggling, and the unfortunate position is that they cannot control the amount of data that's growing in their environment. Although there is a downturn in the amount of money they have to spend, the storage is going to continue to grow. As a matter of fact, it was identified that two-thirds of the large companies in the Americas will be forced to decrease their budget by 14%. So they are trying to focus, and storage is on the top of the radar. How do we get our arms around this? This is a problem that we've seen over the last couple of years, but now more than ever, this is what I would say is one of the top initiatives with every customer that you will be talking to, because storage continues to be a problem. They're continuing to try to get their arms around complexity as they've built tiered infrastructures, as they've introduced virtualization into their environment, as they are looking to reduce the number of tools that are needed to manage a heterogeneous environment. they need answers. They need answers for simplification, optimization, efficiencies, and ways to drive out costs. And this is exactly what storage reporting and management is going to provide to them. A solution like TPC is going to help them achieve those objectives, okay? And we are leaders. We are leaders in this industry. Our solution has been recognized by Gartner as one of the top solutions within the industry. There is never a better and more important time right now than to lead with these conversations with your customers. So, you know, this is where you want to jump in. You want to start asking a lot of questions around these particular topics and not introducing the TPC individual products and their features and functions, but have a successful conversation and a conversation that is going to allow you to say to the customer, what if I can help drive out some of those costs? What if I can bring in some efficiencies? Will you give me an opportunity? That's why you want to start prospecting and start focusing on this particular solution with your customers. One of their biggest pain points, and we've got one of the best solutions out in the market. So moving to the next slide. I've talked to a lot of customers over the last year or two or three or decade, and I'm going to tell you that this has been an evolution. When we originally acquired the company Trellisoft years and years ago, we actually kind of stood positioning around, and there was the market around storage resource management, okay? And it was a basic, you know, let us kind of gather some basic information about your data and let us help you a little bit in understanding that better. Just like the cars and the road infrastructures, you know, the first Ford, and we had two-lane roads, and, you know, there was just basic on-off, et cetera, with the car. We've come a long way, right? We have these incredible road systems. We have freeways and expressways with 10-plus lanes. We have cars that not only have gas gauge and odometer, but, you know, we have the, hey, listen, you've got tire pressure that's low, the roads are freezing, et cetera, right? We've got all these wonderful things to help us manage our car in order to drive on these road systems. We know when we're going to run out of gas. We know when we need maintenance. We know when we have an oil change, et cetera. Well, that is the same evolution that our customers are facing with their storage, okay? It's no longer we get a phone call, we got to add storage. Now the question is, okay, I've got to provision some additional storage. Okay, this is a critical application. It needs prime real estate. I need tier one storage. Oh, by the way, when I'm provisioning this storage, I need to be worried about how am I going to protect that data? Do I need to replicate this type of data? When I make this change and I add this additional storage, who am I impacting? Am I getting the performance metrics to meet the SLAs that have evolved over the years? How can I proactively know I'm having a problem versus waiting for somebody to call my help desk and I realize I've got a problem? Somebody plugging something into a storage area network infrastructure could take down a whole ATM network. And believe it or not, that has happened with some financial institutions. I can imagine as a customer, if you go put your debit card in and it says, I'm sorry, not available right now, and it's not available for 2, 4, 6, you know, a day, you're not going to be a happy customer. So the customers and their problems have evolved to it just being basic storage provisioning or just give me some basic insight. They want to actively monitor. They want to be proactive in their decisions. They want to know what type of storage, what tier level storage they're going to be needing in 1 year, 2 year, et cetera. They don't want to be throwing darts at a dartboard, guessing as to what's coming. They can't afford it anymore, especially with the downturn in budgets. So with this new enterprise management requirement, they need a solution that is going to provide consolidation. It's going to be a single tool. It's going to be a single repository, and it's going to give them that end-to-end visibility into their infrastructure. So moving to the next slide, that's exactly what Total Storage Productivity Center, TPC, can do to help our customers. We can help them start as minimal, providing an asset management solution to start getting their arms and visibility into their infrastructure and grow and upgrade that through an end-to-end management. And it's very exciting because Tivoli in itself is taking this far beyond that, right, where we're looking not at only the storage infrastructure and the visibility, but over time, let's start tying that to applications so our customers can start seeing from the application down through the storage infrastructure, bringing that end-to-end view, something that our competitors cannot touch. So TPC itself is delivering end-to-end disk management with where we provide centralized management of the storage infrastructure in a heterogeneous environment. We improve storage utilization, performance, and service levels, and we can help our customers reduce the storage complexity. So that's what you need to understand with TPC. You don't need to know the ins and outs and the details of the features and functions, but understanding where and how we can position TPC is going to help you be a successful seller and allow you to have effective communications with your customers. So how do you do this? Moving to the next slide. Measuring TPC value. This is really critical when you start talking to customers, to start talking not as, let me tell you about the tool set that I have, but having a conversation in which you can lead with, why is this important? It's not about talking to your customer about we have 300-plus reports or we've got this wonderful topology viewer that's going to show you what's connected, but more importantly, what they can do by leveraging this information that we can provide with TPC that is going to give them the insight to make smart decisions. Smart decisions is how they leverage their administrator, their storage administrators today, how they're going to use their assets, how they're going to place the data, how they're going to monitor the performance. So when you open conversations with your customers, you want to start saying things as, tell me, problem resolution for you today. Is that a challenge to your organization? How are you driving your company today that allows you to bring faster problem resolution to your end users? How many hours, days, et cetera, is it taking you to identify what the problem is in order for you to correct it? When a request comes in for provisioning where there's additional storage, tell me, how do you do that? Do you have the workflows put in place today? Is this a React mode? What if I can offer you an ability that helps automate the provisioning of your storage? And what if I could tie that to the server provisioning? What about penalties? Can you tell me a little bit about the penalties that your organization faces today? Or do you have SLAs in place? Does it cost your business money when you're not meeting those performance? What about, are you sure that the requests that come in for additional storage really need a Tier 1 type storage disk subsystem? Or can we possibly take that data and that application and tie it to something that may be a little less in performance but still meets the requirements? Do you understand and have the ability to have thresholds of that performance level that you can start monitoring it to understand you're maintaining within those thresholds? Are you sure that the tiered storage infrastructure that you've begun and you've put in place is being well utilized? Are you ensuring that the storage that's out there today is being used to its full capacity? Are you sure that the data is all sitting in the right places? Do you have data that's been orphaned? Do you have duplicate files? Well, what if I could come in and start talking to you about reclaiming some of that space? What if I could start talking to you about the value that I can proactively send alerts and reports to your end user community or your help desk, your storage admins, where they're not called at 2 o'clock in the morning because a critical application ran out of storage. But you were prepared, that you understood you had the tools in place and the visibility into your infrastructure. And while I'm doing that, what if I could help you reduce, you know, the operating expenses? I could do this better than the way you do it today. Maybe you're using spreadsheets. What if I could allow you to eliminate spreadsheets or the number of tools that you're using today? That's the value proposition. That's where we want to start talking to our customers. So if you move to the next slide, this is a real live example. There was a customer last year in which they had a big project in which they were trying to, what it was deemed as an optimization project. They were trying to find ways to optimize what they had today. And they were looking at it from all aspects. It wasn't just from a storage aspect, but from across their IT environment. What could we do and what could we do differently? Well, we had a team of consultants come in, and they started talking about data optimization with the customer, and the customer started to perk up saying, well, what do you mean? How could you optimize? I think we're doing a very good job today. And we said, okay. Well, why don't you give us an opportunity, and we want to come in and demonstrate how we can do this. So the team went in, and they actually did a proof of concept with TPC. They installed it in the environment. They collected data for a period of time. And what they were able to do is to categorize and identify data categories where some of the use space that was out there what could be used as an opportunity to actually be reclaimed, because there was a lot of opportunity to clean up data and improve storage policies as to what the customer had today. So they had duplication, they had orphan files, they had a variety of things. And as this chart reflects, if you look down at the bottom at the matrix, the actual amount of storage that had use space, I mean, it was actually being used appropriately, was around 8 terabytes, okay? But this was an 18-terabyte environment, plus, actually. It was actually 25 terabytes. So we started talking to the customer. Well, you're effectively using about 8 terabytes of the storage that you've already purchased today. And, oh, by the way, this was expensive real estate. This is what we call Tier 1 storage, otherwise known as, you might hear the words, DS8000 and EMC Symmetrix, et cetera, okay? This is expensive. The burden rate for it, if you're looking at how much does it cost for every terabyte for Tier 1 type storage, you're looking at $20,000. That's the burden rate. So when we went forward to the customer and we say, listen, we can reclaim 18 terabytes, and if you're considering $20,000 per terabyte for this storage, you're looking at $360,000 that this customer has on the floor that they are not optimizing to the best of their ability. There is a way in which they could have gone forward and kept buying storage, or they can take the initiative by saying, this is cost avoidance. We can stop any future purchase that we might have in the next 6 to 12 month window. We could leverage by either, you know, the declining budget, or we can take those funds and we can actually fund another project that we're desperately needing. So by showing and demonstrating ways that they were wasting their current assets, and how we could come in and reclaim this. And, oh, by the way, when you keep this tool in your environment on a day-to-day, you're going to have labor savings because your admins are going to have better visibility. And you can continue to forecast better and trend as to what type of storage you need and when you need it. So from a day-to-day operations, we're going to ensure you've got that visibility. That's what the customer wanted to hear, and that is what the customer ended up purchasing, because we were easily able to demonstrate and show the value of this product. And that's what the executives wanted to hear. how can we drive out costs, and what tools do we need to do it? And this slide represents exactly that. So moving to the next slide. So how do you go about doing this? You know, how did that team talking to that customer say, well, hey, we've got TPC, let's do a proof of concept? There's a lot of different angles and opportunities for you to introduce TPC. As I said earlier, teaming with your partners and having hardware and software sellers working together is how you do this, okay? You introduce TPC early in the sales cycle. You do not wait until we have a storage hardware proposal on the table and we say, oh, by the way, let me add the software component. You want to be going in and selling to the customer, we are going to sell you this disk, but not only that, we've got the tools to help you monitor and manage this storage. If you have customers that are looking at sand volume controller, you want them to leverage TPC so they know when they're scaling for additional performance, they know what's going on in their virtualized environments, they can be proactive in that monitoring. So you want to, once again, you don't want to do it after we sell the SVC. You want to do it early in the cycle. You want to wrap in TPC, explain to the customer that as they build this virtualized infrastructure, you need the tool sets to allow you to have the visibility of what's going on within that virtualized environment, and you want to be assured that everybody's getting the performance that you have expected and that you are anticipating for your customers, your end users. Optimization efficiency projects, that's going to be a big theme in 2009. If you're going to hear about cost optimization, you're going to hear about how can we do more with less. So you want to start talking to customers and opening the door early on and talk to them about how TPC can do this. Customers currently using the probably the most famous storage reporting tool today, otherwise known as the Excel spreadsheet, that data usually has errors in it. It's outdated data. They can't make real decisions with efficiency and quickness for their business. So you want to allow them to get out of their dependency of Excel spreadsheets, moving into a day-to-day tool that brings automation and allows their admins to be a little bit more efficient. Customers who are negotiating and putting SLAs in place, they're looking at building disaster recovery or building new ways for rapid recovery solutions, and they want to ensure they're hitting the right data, what data needs to be replicated, monitoring those type of replication sessions, ensuring that they are occurring. And as I said, and I can't stress enough, driving out costs. Any conversation in introducing TPC is going to be about driving out costs and how we can do that and how we can achieve that. So the next few slides, if you move to the next slide, these are examples of where the low-hanging fruit is and how you can leverage. We have an ROI tool, the Alinean ROI tool, that you can use, which helps build that value proposition to your customers. The first thing, as I mentioned earlier, is TPC first starts with what's called the SSPC, okay? It's an appliance in which we ship TPC Basic Edition, okay? This is mandatory with our DS8000s and our sand volume controller shipments. And what it does is it provides what I'd call simple asset management, okay? It's about device discovery and configuration. As you can see, I've put a chart on this slide so you can understand that SSPC gives you some very basic information, okay? It is with TPC for disk, and as I mentioned earlier, in 4.1, we're going to be wrapping in fabric with this, but it is with TPC for disk that we are actually starting to build the story and the proposition. This is where we start introducing performance management for our customers, okay? So when a customer gets an appliance with SSPC, they get basic insight, basic asset and capacity reporting. What they're missing is how do we monitor and manage the performance aspects of our sand volume controller and our disk infrastructure. And once we start getting into that, and I can help my customers ensure that they have the right disk infrastructure and the right performance metrics, they're going to have better visibility, right? What if we could help improve an administrator's ability to monitor those metrics, such as I/O rates, cache utilization, and supporting optimization of the storage through the identification of best LUNs? In other words, a request comes in for storage provisioning, and we help the storage admin know which LUNs that they should be putting their the request provision. It is going to help their efficiency. So this is where TPC Disk is helping the admins to identify and help them with the provisioning, right? So you can do fabric zoning and disk LUN assignment. We can help ease administration by using a central user interface for configuring and managing the devices in the SAN infrastructure, okay? Think of this as where we are trying to sell our customers for the storage portal. They're going to have that central insight. This is where we can start saying, let us drive out operating expenses by reducing labor savings. And as you can see on this chart, I have a representation of business as usual versus if you start introducing TPC. So the impact of drive labor savings as much as 20%, right? Or even 25% in specific areas as it relates to centralizing the reporting and the management of the infrastructure. That's where you want to start your conversations, okay? And you want to be able to demonstrate how you expand with TPC for disk, specifically around performance management and what it brings to the organization and how it's going to drive out labor savings. The next slide. So now you've got a customer that, you know, you were successful, you got them TPC for disk last year. Now you want to go for the TPC Standard Edition play, okay? And once again, built another chart here. On the right-hand side, it demonstrates specifically when you start incorporating the entire suite of combining data, disks, and fabric together, along with our configuration planners, et cetera, great value proposition, okay? This is when you really start able to start telling them, today, Mr. Customer, your staff probably, their time of day-to-day administration of your storage infrastructure is probably taking 50% of their time. Well, what if I can come in with a solution and help you solve to drive down this day-to-day administration to allow them to focus on other things? Because I have something that's going to help you provision storage. I'm going to help you where the time it takes around reconfiguring your storage, diagnosing performance problems, administrating and monitoring, you know, replication services, backup and archival, looking at your storage switches. What if I can help you reduce the call volumes and the time it takes to diagnose problems? Would that help your help desk staff? What if I could help drive that out by 2-6% of the time and the cost it takes today? What about application availability? By proactively monitoring, I can help ensure that you can get the availability regarding the SLAs that you've put in place today. I can help you reduce downtime because that costs your business. How much does it cost your business today if your application is down for an hour, 2 hours? What happens if your email application crashes? What happens if your ordering system goes down today? What's the impact to your business? What if I can come in here that brings in that visibility to ensure you can meet your objectives to have the right performance, the right availability, et cetera? And by the way, I'm going to allow you to do this with the staff that you have today, even though your storage continues to grow. And here on the left is where we show with the Alinean ROI tool specifically how we can drive out labor savings, what it is that we're doing by having the ability to add automation where we have the triggering of corrective actions to reduce downtime, and we're going to show them that it's no longer such a manual task, but we can bring workflows and automation into the environment, which is going to help them to be more efficient. Now we're starting to sell the value proposition around the standard edition and moving them off of the TPC disk solution. And then the next slide. Business continuity. I have been hearing a lot about this. I've already taken about 4 calls here in the Americas where customers are looking to redesign what they have in place around disaster recovery. One is because they can't afford the traditional tape backup, so they're looking at that. They're looking at when can we put in replication, when do I use 2-site, 3-site, et cetera. So this is a topic in which customers are starting to talk about replicating to multiple sites, protecting and ensuring their data is protected because that's what's going to make them stay competitive in the industry. Well, you know, we do a fine job going in and talking about, you know, let us show you, we're going to bring in our advanced copy features, you know, we're going to do it with either a stand volume controller or within our disk subsystems, and we'll replicate between site A, site B, et cetera. What we forget to really start talking to our customers about, tell me about the staff that you have in place today. Do you have a lot of manual scripting that's done around this? How do you monitor and ensure that the replication sessions are successful? Or do they break and you find out after the fact and now you've replicated, you know, 3-4 hours worth of bad data to a second site? What if I can bring in a tool that helps ensure that we can help automate the replication, reduce human error? You know, it's not easy to set up what you're going to replicate from primary A to B, right, your source and target. What if I can help drive out the human error by bringing in a tool that helps manage and automate that, a tool that has that visibility that we can monitor the replication sessions, and we're going to be providing those alerts so you can always proactively manage that. So this is going to help minimize your errors by automating the source-to-target pairing setup. We're going to be monitoring your consistency groups, and we're going to be tracking the replication operations for you. And by doing that, we're going to reduce the manual effort, which is ultimately going to help you in your labor savings. Once again, the left-hand side of the chart, leveraging our Linean ROI tool, demonstrating those particular labor savings by introducing TPC for replication in this environment. Okay? So the next slide. As I mentioned earlier, we've come a long way. You know, this is no longer just an SRM discussion, and it's not just about performance, okay? This is an end-to-end storage management solution for our customers. It provides the visibility and the information that they need to be successful in their day-to-day operations. And it's a tool that their storage administrators can use that allows them to become more proactive in the management of that infrastructure. So the next slide, competition. Okay, we've got 15 minutes left, so I want to make sure that I cover some of the key competitors. I won't go into details, but I want to make sure you're aware of who are the competitors and a little bit about their strengths and their weaknesses. Okay, the first, NetApp acquired a company called Anero last year. Okay, and the Anero solution has a lot of appeal to customers because it is an agentless solution, which allows them to bring a quick time to value in regards of deploying the product and quickly getting some insight into the environment. They've got relatively good scalability and wonderful relationships with other vendors such as Hitachi and Cisco and Oracle. So they get in a lot of ways, but most importantly, with NetApp's relationship, and obviously we resell N-Series, but NetApp has a very large install base, so they do a very good job reaching out to their customers And most importantly, they actually lead and start selling to their customers the concept of change management with root cause analysis with this product, okay? And that's where they focus and that's where they start. On the other side, what they don't seem to tell their customers is what they can't deliver, and that is they have limited views of data capacity. They have no views as it relates to file and application or utilization of storage. Although they can show what's allocated, they can't provide what's utilized. They do not have SAN switch or disk configuration or even provisioning. So this is a pretty basic tool, okay? In regards of its what they like to do is they lead and they start around change management and agentless deployment, which customers buy off on. And they stay clear of this whole concept of the full capabilities of what I would call a true SRM solution. So that's the NetApp position. The next vendor, which I think everybody's very familiar with, is EMC and Control Center. And I don't need to tell you guys that EMC does a great job selling their hardware and their software right off the bat, okay? There is no distinction between Control Center and Disk. They talk to Control Center as some, you know, drop-in, easy, just we're going to have Control Center as your storage portal and manage everything with your EMC devices. And they do a nice job around root cause analysis for storage, server, and networks as well, and they talk about that. They talk about their support around their Symmetrics, DMX virtualization, thin provisioning. And they have a great install base, right? So they enter in, and, oh, by the way, they leverage their VMware, okay? Just talked to a customer at the end of last year in which they did a scare tactic of what they can do around the VMware environment versus what we could do, okay? So that's the strengths around EMC and kind of what their positioning is. What they tend to leave out is the complexity of Control Center, what it takes to deploy Control Center, the number of repositories needed, the limited reporting. If you want more reporting, you're going to need a lot of services. So they sell the dream, but they deploy very little. And what you want to be able to do is start uncovering what the commitments were and ensuring that the customer understands the breadth and depth that we can bring and the simplicity of us having a storage portal truly with one repository and our ability to give that end-to-end view and do it far more quickly with a lot less complexity than what they can get with the Control Center, right? So that is what I would say EMC's strengths and weaknesses are. The next competitor, HP Storage Essentials, this actually was through the acquisition of AppIQ. Once again, this is a very strong competitor for us, okay? They do a good job. I would say they do a comparative job in regards of trying to compete with TPC. But what they don't have is they don't have workflow capabilities. They don't have integration with SVC. As far as I know, today I was talking with a customer. They still lack the insight and visibility and support of SAN Volume Controller, even though they state they can support it. Their pricing can be expensive. And in regards of performance management analysis, we go far deeper than what they can do, especially on our IBM device as well as SAN Volume Controller. And scalability. They have some very, very challenges with scalability. I was talking with a customer in which what was committed versus what's being deployed, they're starting to see the breaking point. So they, I would say they've got a lot of challenges around scalability, their pricing, their visibility into the SVC. They have inconsistencies, especially when we have our IBM disk on the floor. So in a heterogeneous environment, we have a lot more accuracy of how we report and what we provide. And the last is with Symantec, also known as their Command Central solution. Overall, I would say out of all the competitors, this is one which has not made the impact as so many others. So their strengths is that they have an integrated workflow automation tool that does a very nice job around storage and server provisioning. They do a nice job around backup reporting and chargeback. They tend to target their backup customers, so customers using NetBackup, et cetera, is where their target base is. Where we've got the advantage, obviously, customers are really looking at it, talking to their storage vendors as to how they can get control of their storage growth and the management of the disk infrastructure. This is a very complex solution for customers to install, so the Command Central storage solution is very complex to configure and install. They have weak documentation, and overall, Gartner has evaluated that they have some strengths, but overall, they just have been very unsuccessful in documenting their solution and being able to truly roll it out to their customers. So we have a very strong position against Symantec as well. So moving to the next slide. Can't emphasize enough, IBM's done a great job in providing our customers with an upgrade path where we can move them from asset management to end-to-end. You know, we provide the SSPC appliance as sellers, leveraging our hardware clothing reports that you receive on a weekly basis, along with our load reports, right, so we can start clothing our hardware and software, moving the sale to a TPC disk sale, and then ultimately raising the bar to the TPC standard edition sale. So a good way to get in early with your customers as well as growing that current customer base. So from a workflow or a call flow, I should say, the next two charts is kind of the ability to walk you through quickly, right? You call a customer, you're finding out the person who's in charge. If the person says, yes, I'm the person who's in charge of this, you say, okay, I want to talk to you about how I can come in and talk to you about doing more with less, right? Would you like to hear about the capabilities that we can help manage with your shrinking budget, do more with less? The guy's going to say, yeah, well, tell me what you can do. And you say, well, specifically, let me tell you about the labor savings that we can potentially offer, you know, how we could potentially reduce the manual tasks, reduce the number of tools that you have, reduce Excel spreadsheets. Would you like to hear more? He's going to say, well, yeah, tell me about it. And you're going to say, okay, well, you want to highlight our leadership position in the industry today and that this, you have a tool set that's not only going to bring the visibility, but bring some automation and workflow. You want to hear more about that? He's going to say, well, what do you mean? Well, you're going to start then investigating and talking to them by listening. You want to go, if you can move to the next slide, expanding your questions and your insight where you can find out how they do it today, to position you for that sales call where we're going to talk not about the product and features of TPC, but more how TPC can help him with his problems. So we've outlined a list of questions that you're going to want to start asking the customer. Take the notes so then when we go in to demonstrate the value proposition, we're demonstrating it to his business pain points. Now, on the other side, you can have a customer that continues to say no to you. He may say, no, I'm not the person. Well, don't let them shut you down right there. Keep digging, asking who does control or has that responsibility into the environment. And then you're going to want to get hold of that person and start asking him the questions. He's going to say, no, I'm not interested in your product. You say, okay, well, don't stop there. Let me just understand, as it relates to your storage environment today, what are your number one problem, your number two and number three problems? What is it that keeps you up at night? So now you're starting to get him, once again, with open-ended questions, start talking about it, so you can start driving him to that list of questions. Here is not to sell our product, but to start digging and investigating with the customer what his pain points and business problems are. And that's exactly what we've outlined. And within our sales kit, we have detailed questions that would allow you to prep for your calls as you prospect. You know, keep these specific questions right there on the side so you know exactly what to ask them and start gathering the insight. So the last slide, the call to action and what you can do today from this prospecting call. First and most importantly, start closing our hardware deals today in our sand volume controller deals. Ensure that we're wrapping it not with just the SSPC appliance, but we're introducing TPC for disk. Utilize and leverage the clothing reports, the hardware clothing reports that are shipped out on a weekly basis. Go back and review all your customers today that are SSPC customers and or SVC customers so we can start upselling the TPC disk to them. Reach out to your hardware counterparts, your business partners, and collectively put a plan and a strategy together to go start cold calling and prospecting within our current customer repository here, the folks using the SSPC or have SVC and they don't have the TPC product suite. Reach out and find out who our TPC disk customers are so we can upsell the TPC standard edition. We have a quick proposal letter that you can use to introduce this solution to your customers. Our partner communities have what's called the Easy Program, which allows them to wrap software with hardware and get rebates. And we have workshops, et cetera, that we can use. And use the Alinean ROI tools. Give a straw man, right? What if I could do this? What about this type of savings to you? So the call of action is reaching out to our current install base as well as taking advantage of what we already have in our pipeline for our hardware and SVC opportunities for this quarter and wrapping our software. The next slide, just a reminder and some details about the Easy program that our business partner community has at their fingertips, which will allow them to want to wrap our software with the hardware. We have workshops coming to a lot of areas in which we can get our customers as well as our prospects to so they can see the product and solution in action. And the last slide, resources, a lot of good information out there. There's a white paper out there, the Alinean ROI tools out there. We have a resource library out there, information on the interoperability matrix. Don't be shy. Start researching this, reaching out to everyone, and getting some insight into this product. And then last but not least, we are having at the Pulse event a great opportunity for our customers to meet our executives and for us to show our appreciation. So on Monday night at Pulse, we are actually having our reception for our customers. So if you have not invited your customers to attend the invite, I would encourage and ask you to get them registered to participate on Monday nights. This, once again, great executives are going to be at this session. It's a great opportunity to get your customers in front of them and hear what we're doing and for us to say thank you for the business that they have provided. So with that, I appreciate everybody's time. I'm running a little bit over, but I think we want to open up for questions.
Great, ma'am. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will proceed in the order that you signal us, and we'll take as many questions as time permits. Once again, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone to ask a question.
While we're waiting for questions to queue up here, first I want to apologize to everyone for the lack of charts. I tried as best as I can to respond to your same times and emails to get you a soft copy of the charts. So hopefully you have everything you need. There will be a replay of this call, so if you want to listen to it later, you should have all the information as well as the replay, the audio. So sorry about that.
And we'll take our first question from James Martin.
Hi, Mary Ellen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, one quick question. In talking to product management, one of the key features I understand is coming in 4.1 of TPC is the Performance Optimizer. Can you tell me any more information about that now, or where can we get more details? I have a particular customer you've talked to that will be key in really showing the value and giving them what they're looking for out of TPC.
Okay. The intelligent performance optimization, is that what you're asking about? That is where we're going to be automatically identifying some hotspots on the disk controller, and where we're going to be providing recommendations to improve disk efficiency. This is going to integrate directly with our IBM hardware, as I understand it, which is going to help enable, like, migration of data to help to optimize data throughput. It is a out-of-band storage optimization engine, if I recall, and I'm trying to remember some of the details around it. I think it's going to be it's going to allow our customers to have a process which will optimize how they do storage allocation, migration, and consolidation efforts within their environment.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, that's *1 if you'd like to ask a question. And we'll take our next question from Scott Selvig.
Mary Ellen, and actually this might be for Ron, too, as well. I just had a quick question with regards to TPC for disk. So will existing customers automatically get the upgrade with Fabric then? It'll be just routed and they'll have access to it then?
Correct. TPC disk customers will have the opportunity. It will when they go ahead and upgrade, which is as long as their entitlements, right, their software subscription support's active, they will have the ability to upgrade. So the Fabric piece will automatically be put into 4.1, okay? For our customers who are TPC Fabric customers only, there is an upgrade path, which for a minimal charge will get them to TPC disk.
Okay. And has the pricing model changed then, Mary Ellen, a little bit from a cost structure then? If standard edition is going to include data, I mean, is it not such a great delta then since disk and fabric are bundled together?
There is going to be an impact to the price. There's going to be a lot of value proposition. Our TPC data customers will automatically be upgraded, okay, to TPC standard edition. So now is the time, if you've got a deal on the table, you want to sell them TPC, at minimum TPC for data, which is a compelling event, right, because it's going to get them standard edition in our next release.
Okay.
So I can't stress that enough for anybody on the phone. If you've got a deal on the table today, right, and you're looking to sell TPC, you're struggling a little bit potentially around the data aspect, this is a compelling event to get them to buy it today, because it's going to get them to standard edition, because TPC for data will be going away, all right? Our current TPC data customers will automatically be upgraded to standard edition.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Selvig?
Yes, it does.
And as another reminder, that is *1 to ask a question. It appears there are no further questions at this time. Mr. Brochek, I'd like to turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you. First, I want to thank Mary Ellen for putting effort into pulling this presentation together. Hopefully, everybody found this to be very informative. We have a great opportunity in front of us. We have an install base of DS8000s and SVCs and SSPCs that don't have any TPC today. So we have some very low-hanging fruit that we can go after and attack and build pipe in the first quarter. So thank you, everyone, for taking the time today. I appreciate all your efforts, and we'll talk to you later.
That does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. Have a great day.